शांति 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 ही।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो इन श्लोक नंबर 14 ऑफ चैप्टर 5 भगवान से न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभु प्रभु न सृजति प्रभु डज नॉट क्रिएट वॉट न कर्तृत्वम डूअरशिप इज नॉट क्रिएटेड बाय लॉर्ड न कर्माणि इवन द एक्शंस आर नॉट क्रिएटेड बाय लॉर्ड न कर्मफल संयोगम न कर्मफल कर्मफल कम्स एज ए सुख और दुख फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन कम्स इन द फॉर्म ऑफ सुख एंड दुख दैट मीन्स द भोक्तृत्व इंजॉयरशिप Enjoyership is also not created by Lord. So Lord did not create action, doership and enjoyership. So how it is happening? Svabhavastu pravartate. It is because of the prakriti. It is because of the maya. It is the maya which is acting, not the tattva, the adhar, the substratum, the atman, the brahman, the truth or the reality. So actions are happening only in anatma. Guna gunesu vartante. We have seen that. Then it was further said, nadatte kaschit papam. So Lord does not take anybody's pap, any sins. Na chaiva sukritam vibhu. He is not interested in punya also. So he never takes pap and punya of anybody. Ajnanena abritam jnanam tena muhyanti jantava. All jiva are they are deluded. Muhyanti jantava. Why they are deluded? Ajnanena abritam jnanam. Because the self, the knowledge is covered by ignorance. Ajnan. We all are ignorant. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of our true nature, ignorance of our Atman. Then how can we remove it? How can I get the Gyan to remove the Agyan? Jnanena tu tad Agyanam yesam nasita Atmanah. Jnanena. By knowledge we can remove our ignorance. How I will get knowledge? Then you have to refer to chapter 4, slok number 34. तद्विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः। You have to go to Guru who knows this subject, who is abiding in that. He will tell you. ज्ञाने तु तद्ज्ञानं येषां नासीत् आत्मनः, whose ignorance is removed, destroyed by knowledge. What will happen? तेषाम् आदित्यवत् ज्ञानं प्रकाशयति तत्परम्। Tesam adin. For them, the knowledge will be just like sun. We can see the brilliant sun clearly. Similarly, tat param, we can see that tat, that supreme truth, very clearly. Very clearly we can see it. Okay, we got the knowledge. Now, how to get established in that knowledge? We all have got the Atma knowledge. We all know the characteristic of Atman and Anatman also. But how to abide in that? So next verse tells us how to abide in that verse. Verse number, slok number 17.
Tadbuddhyastadatmanah.
Tadbuddhyastadatmanah.
Tannishthatatparayanah. Tannishthatatparayanah. Gachyanta punaravrit. Gacchanta punaravrittim Jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha Jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानः तन्निष्ठास्तत्परायणाः गच्छन्त पुनरावृत्तिम् ज्ञाननिर्धूतकल्मषाः
तद्बुद्धय तदात्मनः तन्निष्ठाः तत्परायणः तद्बुद्धय मीन्स् इण्टलेक्ट् अब्सॉर्ब्ड् इन् दैट ट्रुथ् तद्बुद्धय तदात्मनः एंड their self has become that means that reality, that truth, tannishta, established in that truth, tatparayana, with that truth being their supreme goal. So we find tat 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 four times here. So tat stands for the supreme reality, truth. Earlier it was indicated as jnan in verse number 15, bibhu in verse number 15, Prabhu in verse number 14, Dehi in verse number 13. They indicate same. Dehi, Prabhu, Bibhu, Gyan. This is all Tat. Tat Parayana. Tat Parayana means what? Atma Tattam Eva Param Ayanam. Ayanam is the house, abode, for whom that Tattva is abode. Goal, for whom that Atman or the Brahman is goal. I want nothing else than Atman. I want Atman only. It is my top priority. And this top priority is for the Karma Sannyasi. Karma Sannyasi has got the top priority. Who is a Karma Sannyasi? What is he doing? Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Always remember, Karma Sannyasi is not doing worldly actions, but he is doing actions. We can't remain without actions. So Karma Sannyasi is also doing some actions. So his actions are Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. So such person will be Sarvato Virakta. Sarvato Virakta, dispassionate. Dispassionate from where? From the world, from Anatma. At this point of time, we are all Virakta from Atma. We are all rakta. Rakta means attached. Attached to anatma. But Karma Sannyasi, if you want to go for the Sravan Manan Nididhyasan, you have to have some vairagya. Some vairagya from world. So sarvato virakta and sarva karma sannyasi. Sarva karma sannyasi, he is engaged in Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Tat nishtha means tasmin eva sthiti. He will dedicate himself to Sravan and Manan. Like Japanishtha, he is dedicated to Japa. Tatnishtha, he is dedicated for the Sravan and Manan. He will put in effort for the Sravan and Manan. Tatatmana, his mind has become that. Tatatmana, his mind has become that. How? Vijati pratya tiraskrita sajati pravaha rupa aham brahmasmi vritti rupam. Vijatiya, different types of pratya means the thoughts. At present, we have got different types of thoughts. Idam vritti are many, many vrittis we have got. Sometimes we are seeing chair, some we are seeing table, sometimes we are TV, seeing TV and all that. Idam vritti. So all this triskritta, avoiding all this vritti and abiding in the sajatiya, one jati, not vijatiya, sajatiya, one type of vritti. And what is that one type of vritti? Aham brahmasmi vritti rupam. So avoiding all types of worldly vritti, he is abiding or taking the help of one vritti, one thought, which is aham brahmasmi, and his mind has become that. That means it is nididhyasan. You have heard the word sravan manan nididhyasan. Sravan manan nididhyasan. So how will you start sravan manan nididhyasan unless you decide this is my supreme goal? Is it not so? I want Atman. Once that is decided, that indicates Tat Parayana. I have decided I want that Atman. Then after that, I have to do Sravan Manan. That indicates Tat Nishtha. Then I have to do Nididhyasan or the Sabikalp Samadhi. Sabikalp Samadhi means one thought is there. Thought of Bhagwan. So here he has taken Aham Brahmasmi, Tat Atmana and Tat Buddhaya. Tad Buddhaya means Buddhi stands for determination and clarity. When clarity comes, then sachchatkar happens. Sachchatkar means a direct experience. From sabikalp samadhi, he comes to nirvikalp samadhi. It is called aparoksha anubhuti. Aparoksha anubhuti. Acha. So this is actually a guidance for the karma sannyasi. What karma sannyasi should do? He should first decide, what is my goal? My goal is to get that truth. Tatparayana. Then after that, sravan, manan, nididhyasana, nirvikap samadhi. These are the stages we have to cover. So what will he get? If he does all these things, follows the instruction of Bhagwan, sravan, manan, nididhyasana, and nirvikap samadhi, gacchanti apunarabrittim. Gacchanti, go to apunarabrittim, not again returning. A jnani has to return, but the jnani, he will not have to return. Why? Jnana nirduta kalmasa, because his sins are all dispelled. All papa are dispelled by that knowledge. So their sins are dispelled by knowledge and there is no return for them. Apunarabrittim never comes back to sansar. Why never comes back to sansar? No papunya remain. No vasanas are there. No vasanas. What is this vasana? Ignorance. That ignorance is removed by knowledge. There is no more ignorance, no vasana. So there can be no rebirth. It is videha mukti. Jnana nirdhuta kalmasa. Kalmasa means the pap and punya. These are all removed by what? Jnana. The knowledge, once you come to know that I am Brahmasmi and Brahman never acts, Brahman is not karta. So I have not done any action. I never did in the past. I am not doing now. Therefore, all his past, sanchit karma, prarabdha karma, and agami karma, everything is all destroyed, burned. So how Jivan Mukta sees the truth? In the next two verses, we'll see that.
Vidya vinaya sampanne.
Vidya vinaya sampanne.
Brahmane gavihastini.
Brahmane gavihastini.
Shuni chaiva swapakecha.
Shuni chaiva swapakecha.
Pandita samadarshinaha.
Pandita samadarshinaha.
Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapakecha pandita samadarshinah.
So vidya vinaya sampanne, one who is endowed with the knowledge and humility, vinaya. Vidya dadati vinayam, vidya will give you humility. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini. Brahmane on a brahman, gavi on a cow, hastini on an elephant, suni on a dog, chayeva swapake, swapake an outcast, cha pandita, pandita means who has got the knowledge, samadarsina, equal seeing. So a jnani look with an equal eye upon a brahman endowed with the learning and humility, or a cow, or an elephant, and even a dog, and an outcast, Brahman. So in this verse, Bhagwan has taken two words from the human beings. One is the Brahman, another is Swapaki. And three words are for animals. Gavi, cow, hastini, elephant, suni, a dog. So Brahman, who is a Brahman? Sattaguni. Who created this forecast? Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivak. Bhagwan says, I have created. How you have created a Bhagwan? According to Guna. What are the Guna? Sattva Rajas Tamas. Who is a Brahman? Sattva Pradhan is a Brahman. That we have seen in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, a division we have seen. So he is a Sattva Pradhan. He is cultured. He is filled with the knowledge and humility. He signs with the quality of Vidya and Vinaya. And he shares his knowledge. Pathan, pathan. He has got the knowledge. Now he is sharing his knowledge. He is a noble person, kind person. He remains in Sattvagun. That means guna, karma, utkrishta, higher, better. So in human being, Brahman is best, is the highest. Why? Because he has got a Sattvagun. Guna, karma, utkrishta, higher, better karma. Now Bhagavan gives another example of Swapaki. Swapaki means Suna Pachati. Suna Pachati means he cooks, eats dog. He cooks and eats dog. Dog is loving and trustworthy. He is a terrible person, uncultured. A trustworthy animal, he cuts and eats. So his guna karma nikrishta. Brahmani guna karma utkrishta. So Lord has taken two examples. One Brahman, another is the lowest. Sudra. Just to show the difference of their guna and karma, Bhagavan has taken these two. One is Brahman, another is Swapaki. Now the categories of the animals are stated. Cow is sattvic. Cow is sattvic. Elephant is tamasic. But since it is used in army also, some may say, no, it is rajasic. And the dog mostly we see sleeps in the daytime. So we can say tamasic. Or if you say, no, in daytime I have seen the dogs pulling sledge. Then it is rajasic. The whole idea is that Bhagavan has taken sattvic, rajasic, tamasic animal. And with the two examples of the human being, sattvic and the sudra, he is covering all of them. See, all these jnani sees one tattva. So jnani in all of them sees one tattva. One tattva is that truth. What is that truth? Atman is all of them. Whether it is a Brahman or it is a sudra or animal or plant kingdom or inert world, everywhere the existence, the Atman is one and same. But a jnani superimposes on that Atman. Superimposed on Atman is the Naam Roop. A jnani sees only Naam Roop. He sees differences only. He sees differences only. In Manisha Panchakam, we find one Shankaracharya, he was in Banaras and he took a dip in Ganges with his sister. Padmapadacharya, Totkacharya, all the sisters were with him. And he was going to his ashram. And as you all know, that lanes and by lanes in Banaras or Kasi are very narrow. Very narrow. So Shankaracharya has taken holy dip in Ganges and he was going to his ashram. From the other side, one Chandal was coming. Chandal means outcast. He was coming. And seeing that Chandal, Shankaracharya said, go, move. That Chandal, who was none other than Vishwanath, asked him one question. O Brahman, tell me, are you telling Atman to move, which cannot move? We have seen many times Atman thasa thas bhara hua. It cannot move. It cannot act. Movement means action. There is no action in Atman. So, O Brahman, are you telling Atman to move? Or you are telling an Atman, this body to move, which is made of five great elements. And this body and the whole world is also made of five great elements. Are you telling to move these five great elements from another five great elements? Shankaracharya was surprised with this question. And then he said, Chandalostu satu dvijostu guru ittesa manisamam. It is my firm conviction, manisamam. Even if a chandal knows the truth, he is dvija, he is Brahman. He should be considered as a Brahman. Not only that, he is my guru. See the Jnani's vision. Jnani's vision is he seeing everywhere the one and same. So Jnani sees one in good or bad man. He breaks the barrier of Upadhi. This is vision of Vedanta. Oneness is the vision of Vedanta. See one. Acha, that doesn't mean that you become samvarti. Samdarsi is required. Vedanta says you should be samdarsi. Not samvarti. Samvarti means what? Oh, tiger also has got the same Atman, the snake also has got the same Atman, therefore I should go and hug tiger. Then Upadhi will act according to its dharma. Upadhi of a tiger will act according to its dharma. So we should be samadarsi, not samvarti. Be clear about that. So how he is saying samadarsi? By Jnana Chakshu. Jnana Chakshu, he will say samadarsi. But the Charma Chakshu, he will see only the snake or the tiger, whatever form is there, he will be able to see. And accordingly, he will act or interact with them.
Ihaiva tarjit tairjita sargaha.
Ihaiva tarjita sargaha.
Yesham samme sthitam manaha.
Yesham samme sthitam manaha.
Nirdosham hi samam brahma.
Nirdosham hi samam brahma.
Tasmat brahmani te sthitaha.
Tasmat brahmani te sthitaha.
Ihaiva tarjita sargaha. Yesham samme sthitam manaha, nirdosham hi samam brahma, tasmat brahmani te sthitaha.
Iha, here, eva, even, tai means by those jnani, jita sarga, they have conquered. Sarga means the birth. They have conquered the birth here, while living here. There is no more rebirth for them. Yesam samme sthitam mana. Yesam of whom? Samme, inequality. Sthitam, established mana. Whose mind is established in equality. Equality. If we can have this vision, so we can also claim that I have conquered birth here only. So iha eva indicates while living. While living is not after death. While living, jita sarga, in cosmos we see differences. In cosmos we see many differences in upadhi, mind and senses. Even scientists differentiate. We also differentiate, no, human being, according to nationality, according to color, according to education, according to wealth. Different ways we differentiate, according to age. In COVID we have got according to age. Now, people aged this much, this would come. After this, this would come. I've got differences, you know. We create that. Jita sarga means Vedanta says the ekatva. So all the differences are happening in anatma only, in the upadhi. There is no difference in the atman. That is what we have to understand. Jita sarga. Once we understand that I am that atman, so I have conquered. Conquered what? Birth. Why I have conquered birth? Because the Brahman has got no birth and death. I have become Brahman. Jita sarga. Iha eva jata sarga. So staying at one place, Jnani has conquered the world. He is a man of understanding. World can't touch him. No sorrows for him. And this morning only we are seeing that he has got Swarajya and Samrajya. Swarajya inside also. Earlier he was tormented by his own mind. Now he is controlling his own mind. He is the boss of mind. In a Jnanavastha, my mind rules me. So a Jnani gets Swarajya and Samrajya also. Now the outside situation don't disturb. No disturbance by outside forces or situations, circumstances. Therefore, he got Samrajya and Swarajya. How he conquered the Sarga? Nirdosam hi samam brahma. Because he got that nirdos, spotless spotless samam brahma, that brahma is equal. Tasmat brahmani testa, therefore they are established in the brahman. So their mind is samya, you know. How is the mind? Mind is samya, equipoised. He sees no differences. Senses and mind may see differences. Our mind, senses may see differences. But he, from the Jnana Chakshu, he sees no differences. He remains in the Samyavastha. It is the state of non-distinct. Non-distinct. So their mind is fully rooted in Brahman. It is the result of Karma Yoga and Karma Sannyas. Karma Yoga and Karma Sannyas. Hmm. So what is the starting point? Sakam Karma. From Sakam Karma, we have to come to Niskam Karma. We are all firmly rooted in Sakam Karma. From Sakam Karma, we have to come to Karma Yoga, Niskam Karma. What is the difference between Sakam Karma and Niskam Karma? Same karma we'll be doing. Whatever we are doing now, same karma. In Sakam Karma, we are worshipping our own ego. In Niskam Karma, we are worshipping Lord Bas. Same karma. If I am sweeping the floor, if I am cooking, if I am teaching, or if I am working in the office, I will do the same thing. In Bhagavad Gita or in Upanishad, you will never find anywhere Bhagavan suggesting you leave your profession, you become Pandit. Never says that. Or 24 hours you do my Archana. Never says that. Never you will find. Bhagavan says that by your karma you do my Archana. Doing Archana means whatever karma you are doing, you do it for me. You do it for me means what? Do it for me means that you do it for my happiness. Do it for Lord's happiness means what? Don't do it for your happiness. If I do all actions for the happiness of the Lord, what will happen? I will never do any prohibited action. Why I will not do a prohibited action? Because Lord will not be happy. Why Lord will not be happy? Because Lord is present everywhere. Suppose I cheat you. So will Lord be happy? Lord is sitting in you also. If I have this knowledge that Lord is present in you also, will I cheat? No. See, if Lord is not happy with my actions, that means my actions will be all good actions. No prohibited actions will be performed by me. No nisiddha karma, no pap karma. See, just by little bit of tuning in my mind, you have to put that software. The present software is obsolete. It creates vasanas only. We have to just take out. Put in new software. What is that software? From today onward, I will do all my action, starting from getting up in the morning till go to the bed. All my actions will be for the happiness of the Lord. Brushing the teeth for happiness of the Lord. Taking breakfast for happiness of the Lord. I will get strength, and with that strength, I will act in the world. I will act in the world for your happiness. So what will happen with this? Now you will not be interested to do any kamya karma also. Why you will not be interested to do kamya karma? Will the Lord will be happy if I do it for myself only? No. Why? Because in the nature you will find everybody is acting for others only. In whole world, in the nature you will find everybody, all beings, plant kingdom or the inert material kingdom or animal kingdom, they are all acting for others. The plant, they, or the flower, fruits, the plant, they themselves don't consume. It is for others. Similarly, only humans are given freedom of action, not anybody else. Not anybody else. And we are all misusing that freedom. We are misusing it. So if I do Niskama Karma, what will happen? it will slowly reduce my vasana. Slowly reducing vasana means what? My mind become pure. More and more pure. When the pure mind happens, then a thought will come in our mind. Oh, who am I? What is the purpose of my birth? What is the goal of life? This will come in mind. It is called subicha. Subicha. When this subicha comes, then your journey starts inward. Inward journey. So karma yoga will purify your mind. The desire will come. Then you go for karma sannyas. What is karma sannyas? Sravan manan nididhyasana. Who is sravan manan nididhyasana? About Atman, Adhyatma. At that time, I'm no more interested in physics, chemistry, accounts, law, and all that. I'm interested to know my true nature. And Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, Sabikal Samadhi, Nirvikal Samadhi, and once knowing that, you know everything of the world. You know everything of the world means what? Because the cause of everything in the world is that tattva, that Atman or Brahman. From Brahman only came everything. Na? From Brahman came Maya, and from Maya came all the whole world. If I know the cause of everything, then I know everything. I know everything because all akar are his only. It is not a sarvakaram. So this way we have to do karma yoga. We have to do karma yoga and karma sannyas. And how they have conquered? Because they have gone to different world of Brahman, which are some and nirdos. So wherever you go, you will find that the Brahman is the substratum. Any 14 lokas you go, whether you go to Brahmalok or to Patal, who is the substratum? Adhar, Brahman. And how is nirdos? Nirdos means never tainted or affected by the actions of any of the world. Our Atman is never tainted or affected by the actions of gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Similarly, that Brahman is nirdo, and it is sum, it is equal, it is spotless. There is no sansar dharma in Brahman. There is no papa punya in that Brahman. Any person who realizes this, such person will be open to all religion, language, and nationality. Being established in Brahman, he has risen above sansar. He has transcended sansar, which is full of faults. He is no more tormented by the sansar. They go beyond the thought. Going beyond the thought means they reach the illuminator of the thoughts. And there they find Swam Prakasa Jyoti. Awareness, total awareness they find. And such people are awakened to that. Awakened to that. But for a jnani, For a jnani, that Atma Tattva is a nisha. We all are slipping toward that. But jnani, he is awake toward that. And he is slipping toward the world. And a jnani, he is awake toward the world and he is slipping toward Atman. Jnani is awakened toward the Atman and slipping toward the world. So this is the Jivan's Mukta state of mind. Now the next five verses from 20 to 24 will be Jivan Mukta Lakshan. Jivan Mukta Lakshan. So we have seen Sthita Pragya Lakshan in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. We will see more Lakshan of Jnani in the chapter 12, 13 and 14. And the process of getting the knowledge we have already seen. Karma Yoga, Karma Sannyas, Aparoksha Anubhuti. And then you see everywhere Asti Bhati Priya. In all objects of the world, whether it is inert or sentient. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.